Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary!
Old S.O.B.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
What? No. Happy birthday, Brian Bates.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian Bates.
Hey. Filling in for no Sean Parrott.
No.
Another week in a row.
Sean Parrott, go bye-bye.
Sean Parrott is at Zany's comedy show place.
Yuck.
No, it's not my birthday, though. I mean, does that matter?
Okay. No, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Congratulations, Sean. We're happy for you, buddy.
Oh. Now, some of you were upset sending emails and tangible snail mail letters saying, where's Sean Parrott? I'm like, well, that's my question.
Yeah, where is he?
It's not that I don't want him here. He just, what can you do?
I question his lack of commitment.
I don't. But we got Brian Bates.
That's a good thing.
Now,
friend of the show, Brian Bates.
Yeah, good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Not just a regular friend.
No.
Good buddy.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yes.
I've never listened to the podcast, and
perfect.
I've never been on a podcast.
That's not true.
That's a lie.
So, how does this even like who listens to this?
We do.
How does it work?
Me and Brad will listen to it multiple times.
Oh. And
Andy Fleming.
Andy Fleming will peruse it.
Katrina Fleming.
God, Katrina, she'll listen to it.
Because I told my boss when I was leaving, I said, I got to go be on this podcast at this guy's house.
What?
And they were like, well, how can we listen to it? And I said, I don't know.
Oh, you don't want them to listen
you can't,
to this.
We got kicked off of iTunes already.
We did get kicked off of iTunes.
So you'd have to go to comedypodcast.com to listen to it.
Yeah. Comedypodcast.com or just enter Happy Birthday Gary in your computer.
You can subscribe to the feed and it'll download to your computer automatically.
You should do that. Subscribe to the Comedy Podcast. And how did Chad Ryden, of all people, get the name Comedy Podcast?
I know he's had a lot of offers for it.
I bet he has. I hope he keeps it. It's pretty good.
He's not going to sell it. It's a good URL.
It makes us seem a little more
he should
credible.
Spruce up the site a bit. It's basically like he should get like famous people who podcast to just stream theirs on there.
Yeah, that should be the deal.
They can't tell you no, right? If you just take their feed and put it on there,
why not? I know.
They wouldn't care. Why would they care?
So this is, I'm just trying to get the lay of the land here. This is similar to like when we were kids and you have a tape recorder and you press play and record and you just make funny fart sounds and you laugh.
Yes.
And then you rewind it and listen to what you just
you don't need any training.
Except we don't play it at half speed and laugh. Oh, that's a good idea. Can we do that? Thanks, Brian. It's already better having Brian here.
We probably have a solid 20 fans that listen to that.
Really?
We have
25.
23 fans.
How do you know that? Like,
we have some that kind of drift in or out.
We get comments. Facebook emails.
Oh, okay.
We make fun of people and then they get their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
That's how we know when they're listening.
You make fun of a comic and then like 3 weeks later they're like making eye contact with you.
I know for a fact you've listened to one podcast. And that is...
we caught you in a lie. Get out.
Ego Trippin' Ain't Dead by King James.
Yes, I've listened to it. I've never been on a podcast. I have listened
to it.
Yes.
Have you ever listened to talk radio?
Yes.
Like that without the commercials.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
We do the traffic updates, though.
We do, but it doesn't apply.
I-24 is a parking lot right now.
Yes, it is.
You know that. That's why this is starting so late.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, it's midnight right now.
Usually, it's Wednesday night, church night, right?
Right. Sure. Everybody's already at church by now.
So when Mark called me and said, hey, can you do this podcast? I was like, Mark, it's church night. I figured you guys would be there as well.
No, we didn't make it this Wednesday.
But I thought if Mark and Brad
I'd go to Wednesday night church.
I thought if Brad can do it, then I'll do it.
I go to Wednesday night church as much as I go to Sunday night church.
I don't like Sunday night. I'll go Sunday morning.
I'll go Sunday all day.
Wednesday.
It's not more of that, Brad. I mean, a lot of people feel like Sunday morning is more important and they'll skip Sunday night or Wednesday night. But why? It's all the same as the Lord. So I admire Brad for taking Wednesday night just as serious as he does, even Sunday morning.
He looks at him equal.
I did.
Here's what.
I admire that.
You know what I don't like about Sunday night church? When I was a kid, we'd have to go to like Sunday church, mm-hmm. wear nice clothes, and mm-hmm. then you had to go to Sunday night church.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you just stayed in those same clothes because it was when you were a kid, yeah. you didn't want to change.
Yeah. And your feet hurt.
And then by like 10 o'clock at night, you're all like stinky yeah. and yeah. in a dress shirt.
Yep.
The thing I hate about my church whenever I was a kid and we would go, it was like the kids were there. It's sort of incidentally, like, go find something to do. They didn't really have, for us, they didn't have, like, activities. It was just sort of like, be out of the way, be quiet.
See, we can blame that church for not, you know, giving
it's
you
it's probably that church. If I had a great basketball team or whatever you guys yeah. do, I'd probably believe in Jesus.
You mm-hmm. probably would. But now you don't.
No.
This is weird. We're 2-1 outnumbered. Usually,
oh, my God. Yeah. Usually, you've got a bunch of agnostic yeah. atheists.
And before this night's over, it'll be 3-0.
Oh, my God.
I feel it. There we go.
I'm feeling it.
I feel it too.
Putting the pressure on.
Speaking of miracles,
I don't think everybody's converted wearing scrubs before. Could be a first.
What? Well, second? No, wait. No, you're right. Yeah, I was thinking there was one case.
You're
no.
thinking Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Did you go, Brian? Did you go to the Box of Chocolate shows?
No,
I know you didn't because yeah. only three people did, and you weren't
we
one of them.
Recognize your face if you were there.
Yes,
that show. It started out pretty bad, I'll admit.
Yeah, it was rough the first hour.
How'd it start? Tell me how to start.
It started out pretty bad.
We did a Jeopardy thing.
Name names, please.
Scott Hill did a Jeopardy thing.
Don't you love the guy?
You could tell the nugget of his idea was he was going to do Jeopardy, like, this guy loves Jesus. And you'd say, who is Brian Bates?
Right.
And that was the basic gist of his
I don't say that's
joke.
Funny at all.
I don't think it's funny, but that's basically what he was doing.
It was basically a name recognition.
But game. Yes, right. So it was funny because you could tell by the list of who he thought was going to show up that didn't, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, this next guy is a black magician. And then he didn't show up.
This next guy's married to Lana Turner.
Right. It quickly dissolved into him just rattling off these things without giving anyone a chance to say who is whatever. He's just like, and then this next guy, the other guy. You're like, what are you fucking talking about?
And of course you're doing it with, there's only a handful of comics there, so we're just all yelling crazy stuff.
Yeah. They were like maybe.
Actually, that was funny.
We could just name who all was there. Ken Webb was there.
Ken Webb.
Of course.
Riley Fox.
Right.
No, just name the comics.
Zing, zing, zing.
Mark and myself.
Yeah.
That was it?
That was it.
Comic-wise.
Yeah.
Chad Ryden.
Chad Ryden was there.
He's retired. He's been in retirement for a while.
I don't think Lundy was there.
No, Lundy wasn't even there.
There's nobody else there.
No, Jessica Sparks.
Jessica Sparks
King
was there.
James.
King James.
Okay.
Donnie Pollard.
Okay.
Yes.
Grant Shinto.
Grant Shinto was definitely there. Grant Shinto did no less than 8 songs.
And he had some kind of weird feedback thing with his amp. It was.
I love him. He's a great guy.
He's a great player too. I mean, he's excellent.
He's actually a good player, but there was like so much
like 20
time
minutes of feedback.
In between. He had feedback the whole set, and it was sort of like, you know, Mark, when you get like a new pedal or a new effect or something like that, and you're goofing around with it. That was like what he was doing. It was sort of like he would loop shit. It was like wow 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 boop, wow 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 boop, boop. It's like what?
Remember on Ferris Bueller's Day Off where he was like doing a cough thing,
right? It's like that. It's barely fun to do, much less watch. You know,
and, but if he was doing it Kaufman-esque, like that was the plan.
If he was, he's
effect,
a genius.
Then he is the comedy genius mm-hmm. of
he's
our
brilliant.
Lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Mudbone was there. Speaking of
Mudbone,
comedy geniuses.
He was there for half of it.
He was there
for the first half.
He was there. He did a little improv. And Jessica Sparks did a little
something
piece. And King James did a... she pretended... Well, I mean, that was the thing. This was Box Chocolate. It was a variety show.
Yeah, she did... I mean, hers
there wasn't
short
really
and sweet.
Any stand-up. Yeah, no, that's part of what was great about it, right. is that she went up, she did her one thing, and she got off. James, too, went up and did a little character.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hawthorne or something.
Right, he had a hat
that's
on.
That's a real person, I think. Something yeah. Hawthorne.
So King James...
King Hawthorne.
He mimicked a real person. Okay.
He did like...
The real King James pretended to be someone who had a... I don't know if he's doing a character who had a bad English accent or if that was he was supposed to be.
He sounded
it's
like
hard to say.
He sounded like a guy that just lived in Boston.
It was a fucking. It was a Bowman impression.
Yeah, he was doing his Bowman.
He really likes Matt Damon and.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He was doing his Affleck.
I think
that's
basically the show. But anyway, at the end of the show, Mark Anunsen takes the stage.
Yes.
Destroys, wrote 20
all 13
songs,
people.
Killed it. He did great. He made it fun.
Thank you, Brad. That's awful nice.
Well, let's roll it. Go ahead, roll it. Nice.
No,
I told Chad not to tape my set.
Did he tape it? I bet he
no,
did.
No, he didn't.
What?
Ken Webb did tape the song I did about him.
Oh, Ken Webb.
But
Oh, man.
I don't know.
So anyway, fun. Great job for everybody coming out. Great job. Well, Scott, zero effort into it. I love the guy. Zero effort.
In his mind, he's an idea guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
he's got to have somebody to take the idea and run with it.
Yep.
I literally didn't know until the day of the show what I was supposed to do.
Me either. Well, I knew I was going to do the keyboard thing, but I didn't know like when to get there.
You're improv-y, so you can just sort of make it up. I was doing a sketch.
Oh, he asked you to do these things.
Yeah. Chad and I did a radio play that Damien and I did a long time ago. I just found it on script. I was like, well, let's just do this. And because originally Chad and I were going to write a video and do all this shit, and it just didn't happen. And
I'm shocked.
And Chad showed three videos from the way back, like when from I first like started 2000, doing comedy. Yeah.
How long did this show last?
2 hours.
Oh, my God.
A little over two hours.
About an hour and 55 minutes.
Started like 45 minutes
It
late.
Was about...
I was
90 minutes of that was Grand Shinto's guitar set.
My ears are still bleeding. I still
have. Did I say Grand Shinto?
Grand Shinto.
Grand Shinto.
That was a great movie.
King James
like
and
Clint Eastwood's last film.
God, that piece of shit. Have you seen Gran Torino?
Oh, it's great.
It is so fucking horrible.
Why do so many people like that movie?
I have no idea. It got 4 stars on the thing. It's like.
On what thing?
On Sean's
thing?
Demand,
Comcast.
Whenever,
when you hit it,
it's
4 stars.
There's like a scene where there's like.
I thought it was hilarious, actually.
It was hilarious.
I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
No, but it was like the scene where like the black guys are like, hey, ho! And it's like so much like if you were doing like sarcastically.
A caricature of everything.
Right, yeah.
It's you know what it is? It was great for white people who have never interacted with any other race. And
yeah.
That's exactly how they picture things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they could easily accept that as the truth.
Right, because you watch it and like the scene like I was speaking of where there's a Chinese girl walking down the street, or whatever. What is she? She's not Chinese. She's Cantonese. Whatever the fuck.
You really
she's
learned a lot. I can tell.
Yeah, there's
thing.
Some kind of.
Anyway, some
she's Asian. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Well,
Asian.
We'll say that. But
well, Oriental, I think they. Like.
Yeah. They don't like it. She's one of those things, and these black fellas come in and accost her, and she's like, "Oh well, I guess next you're gonna call me a hoe, and then a bitch." And then they do, and then like Clint Eastwood shows up. He's like, "Hey, you buggers,
hey, you guys,"
and they call him a honky.
They call him honky.
Yep. Not in an ironic way. Like, hey, honky, get out of here.
Yeah, like people say that.
And then he like pulls a gun on him. But like the thing is like instead of them just beating him to death, they like give him a, what this motherfucker doing? And they give him like 20 minutes of that leeway for him to
like
get in and out of the truck and talk shit and do it. And yeah, anyway. It's a,
well, I liked it myself, but.
Did you like that movie?
Well, I just think it's time for white people to take America back.
Yeah. And there's that whole.
I agree.
There's that whole priest in it who like tries to save him.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
character is probably who Bates fucking likes.
He was my favorite character, actually. I loved that guy.
Guess who I saw at Costco yesterday?
Wait, let me guess.
Mark Knudsen. Yeah.
I was there.
Mark Knudsen.
I read that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was true. He was eating a Costco dog.
Can you believe that? Giant one.
It was pretty fucking big.
It was awesome.
Big as
so that. My first podcast. You guys aren't a big believer in momentum, are you? It's
what?
Just kind of like.
Well, what are we supposed to build to?
What are you talking about?
We're
doing great.
This is what we do. At some point, Brad's going to say, how far are we into this?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say we're 398 measures.
Yeah.
And then Brad's going to be like, well, what does that mean? I'm gonna be like, well, that's 13 minutes. We were building to that, but I guess
This is entertaining.
We'll do that part right now.
Look, it's not going to be as good as when Sean's here. We'll just admit it, all right?
Well, what did you think this was? This is like for, like if... Say you're an overweight person and you want to listen to something on the treadmill while
you're
walking.
Right.
This is like a good thing for you to download into your iPod.
It's just engaging conversation with three comedians.
Okay, so let's say Mark's an overweight person and he needs down. Okay.
God, you're a dick. What a mean guy.
He's in my home. I gave him cold water.
He's in your house drinking your water.
That's cold Publix water. I mean,
yeah.
You can't just get that anywhere.
No, he could have got it cheap at Costco.
Yeah. So you're at Costco.
Yeah, we go to lunch there, me and the boss and JT.
You know what? Don't even tell him. Don't even tell him what happened now.
Well, let me just say this.
Mark, how many podcasts have you done in your life, conservatively?
Well, I did 50 Mangy Dog podcasts, or
at
49.
Least, yeah.
I did over 50 of Happy for Apathy.
Oh, at least 200 Happy for Apathy.
No, it was over 50. I did like 17 Nashville stand-up podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I did mostly comedy podcasts. I had my own radio show.
Had your own,
yeah,
Get
years.
Up stand-up. Yeah. Bates over here walks in telling us how to run the shit.
Yeah.
He's right, though. It is sort of slow.
Well, I'm just...
It's always slow.
I think he makes it slow.
Usually I don't
know
we've had a few good laughs by now.
I really
wish Sean was here.
Oh, God. Sean. Why doesn't Sean give a shit?
Do you have an ability to do, like, phone interviews?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you get him on the phone?
No. We have the ability to do phone interviews, but we can't get him on the phone.
Duh. See what I mean?
Jeez.
This was I picked Jesse Case to be on the podcast.
I know. This was my fault. I said, we have a bigger talent. This guy was on CNN.com today.
Oh, yeah. You know, weren't you on some CNN? I tried to look at it. I don't have Flash, Adobe Flash.
Yeah, he was like,
wouldn't play.
You see him in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And at the end, you hear him, Henry Cho, everybody.
Oh, man, you're famous.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he's as famous as Jesse Case.
Where was that?
I was at the Punchline in Atlanta.
Oh, the Atlanta Punchline.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know.
Well, that makes sense because CNN, that'd be a cheap way for them to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's just spend 20 minutes filming this comic and make pretend it was all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a bunch of dicks.
See, that's what I'm talking about. This is better now. We're talking about me.
That's true.
See how it Brian seems Mace, like it just goes better?
He's not just a
it feels
Christian.
More natural.
Yes.
He's not just Christian as a comic. He's a Christian comedian. He's a Christian comic.
Oh, you don't bill yourself like that.
I thought you did.
The Christian comic.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to get
you're clean.
Work from that place, then
you're
yeah,
clean.
I'm totally a Christian.
I mean, but does the word Christian come up or are you just clean?
Clean.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, he doesn't do like, hey, guys, how about that flood? Burp, burp,
well,
burp,
I mean, there are some. I don't know.
I do, actually. But
he does.
You got a flood joke?
I've heard him make jokes about things that are out of the Bible.
Sure.
Not jokes about it, but.
Sure.
What's your flood joke?
And the joke isn't that it's ridiculous.
Can you do a little panel?
True thing. Give us a little bit of your material. We never do this on this podcast.
Yeah, well, I do the joke about how people don't know the Bible as well as they used to.
Yeah.
How's that go?
That's one of Brad's favorite.
Can we do it? Or no? Do you don't want to do it?
It sounds like a Christian comic to me.
It does.
Let's see what else.
If the premise was like how the Bible is fairy tales, then that's just regular comic. But how people don't. I got a joke about how people don't read the Bible enough. That's Christian comedy to me. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
well, where do you draw the line? What's you have that bit about Peter Parker's dad or Peter Parker?
That's the same joke.
Is that joke? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought Peter Parker was Jesus' dad or something.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that'd be a good joke. You can have that in your little skit.
Yeah.
You can use that.
No, it's about how people. You know, my friend said people. Use the Bible to back up their arguments. I've heard Brad do that. And then they say things aren't even in there.
Right.
Like, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
That is in the Bible.
Yeah.
You just have to look for those words.
And then you have to cut and paste. Yeah.
Those words are in the Bible, just not in that order.
All right.
I really like the words in the Bible. It's not in that order.
I never met a man I didn't like.
That's Will Rogers.
That's correct.
416.
Yeah, that's Andy's ass.
Which is in my Bible.
What
version of Christian are you if you don't have the Will Rogers chapter?
I think that was...
He's like a modern-day Paul.
Austin's shirt.
Exactly. But then my next one is, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's the one.
That's the one Brad likes.
And that's Peter Parker's uncle. I know that. It's like I'm not a comic book nerd. I don't know the difference between Peter Parker's...
That was actually on the first Star Trek. Was it? You know what's not in the Bible? Yeah. Money is the root of all evil. That's not in the Bible.
Really?
Right. The love of money is the root
Ooh.
Of all evil.
Wow.
Did you know that? Right. Oh, I can out-Bible anybody in this room.
Well, I think it's love of all kinds of evil.
No.
I actually did have an argument one time with a woman who said that you interracial dating was against the Bible. The Bible says don't
misinterpretation.
Yeah.
You can misinterpretation.
What a word to say, right?
I mean, just to be safe, I would rule against it, but
I mean, if you don't want to make God mad, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, he made the black people.
There's
he made them so cute.
There's a verse in the Bible. This is what it says, don't be unevenly yoked, but it's speaking spiritually, not physically.
Well, that's you're interpreting. See.
Well, right. Oh, so it's how you interpret
this
it.
This is going to... You're right.
This is a good podcast.
Costco hot dogs is what
okay.
I was talking about.
Costco
and then
hot
Nate showed up and here we are.
I ate 18 of them. And it cost me $4.
Wow.
Do you ever buy Costco... Have lunch at Costco? You can eat lunch
you
at
can
Costco
eat lunch
for
at
$3.
You ate 14 Costco hot dogs.
No, I had
18.
One. I had one.
He had a hot dog and hot
But
dog.
I'm standing over there putting the mustard on the dog and I hear Mark...
Turns around.
Turn
I didn't
around.
Believe my eyes.
How cocky of me. Like, it could have been another Mark there.
Yeah.
Pretty cocky.
Yeah.
I never see you during the daylight time.
I know. It was weird. Cause
it
usually,
was like, it's like seeing a raccoon out or something.
Like kinda,
oh, my God.
I was kind of a little excited to see Brad because it's
it was a big deal. I had no idea that you were that in Cool Springs area.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing out there?
We got a couple hours to kill at lunch.
We went all the way to Cool Springs to get a Costco.
I'm over by... I work about 9 miles from there.
Oh, my God, because I didn't
know. No, we're like 5 or 6 miles.
You were there with your boss for lunch, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you guys like to go to lunch together.
All the time.
Yeah.
My boss hates when I don't go to lunch with him.
Yeah,
he gets mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you ever have lunch with Bates?
Yeah, I do.
But it's difficult, right? You have to make up stuff, you said.
No.
What about
what? No, I gotta give him advance notice that
you're not gonna have this lunch day, with your boss. Like,
if we're having lunch on Friday, I'd probably have to tell him tomorrow that hey, I'm out for lunch Friday.
Really?
I mean, I could do it later, but he'd be mad at me.
Really? Like his feelings would be hurt? Yeah. You are pretty entertaining and fun. If I could have you to have lunch.
Well, he doesn't really like anybody else at the company.
How many people like working in your company though?
There's like 100 people in our office.
And only you, like
me and there's another guy, JT, who.
Yeah.
Does he ever ask to go to lunch with Ryan?
No. I actually made Ryan go to lunch with us like a week ago.
Oh wow, did that ruin it?
It was hilarious.
What was that like?
It was great. Have you ever seen Ryan not say two words for an hour? That's exactly what it's like.
Oh, he gets so angry.
Because, all right, my boss is like pretty much the highest person in the company at our office.
Okay. Right?
There's a higher people in the company, but in Brentwood, he's pretty much the boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm right under him, and then the other guy that goes with us is right under him as well. So to him, it was like going to lunch with executive management. So he was like kind of nervous. And
Ryan was?
Yeah, didn't want to talk.
Really?
So wow.
I've been trying to rope him into going to lunch with us for years.
That's hilarious. Just like,
wow.
Because Rob's like, you want to go to lunch? I'm like, I'm going with Barker today. And then I'm like, come with us. And Mike wouldn't care if Ryan came with us.
Now, does your boss
think he's going to get a raise or something out of this somehow?
No, he just doesn't want to say anything stupid.
He has similar beliefs? Like, could you antagonize your boss to say things like, you know?
I think they're pretty much on the same page. Like if we said something like about the company, like something we didn't
I mean about religion or politics or something like that.
Politics are
I don't think it comes up.
They're very opposite.
See,
even though my boss is from like Massachusetts, he's pretty conservative.
See, really? I would just egg it on just to mess
to
with
try
Ryan.
And start a fight.
See, the thing Ryan would just keep his mouth shut.
He still though, I know it'd be killing him inside.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
funny that would be
part.
Great.
I think that's what would be funny was that if you like brought up something like
no, you know what I try
man,
to do?
I hate to make these. It a, gays getting married. You're saying, you know, and just watch him get just stew about
well,
it.
Country's falling apart.
I mean, I don't care how liberal you are. You probably hate that.
Well,
right.
I mean, what does the Bible say, Brian?
The Bible's against it. Well, I guess it depends on
The Bible doesn't,
who you ask, and you ask me, so it's against it.
the Bible doesn't say anything about gays getting married, but it does say is against gay sex. So they can get married as long as they don't have sex.
Yeah.
According to the Bible.
Here's why I'm against gay marriage. If I can't get married, then they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And don't give me this like, oh, well, yeah, Brian, you could because it's a law. Wrong. The law of attraction says I cannot.
There you go.
Pretty much. You may be the ugliest person I've ever seen.
Yes. So he's more than just U.S. legal system.
He's doing bits on you.
Yeah, he's working panel.
Yeah, exactly. Look, don't ask, don't tell. Just look at me, buddy. Tell it right here.
This podcast reminds me of The Green Room with Paul Provenza.
I don't care. I don't think anyone should get married. What a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Stupid institution.
What's the, why would you want to get married?
It's like it means nothing. You just say you're married. It doesn't mean anything.
You don't even, once you get married, you don't even really talk to that person anymore.
Do you regret getting married?
Absolutely. Every day I call my wife and say, why did we do this?
Really?
I never got married.
Not at all. I have a great marriage.
He loves his wife.
Look at this room. It's full of synthesizers.
Yeah, he's...
How many wives will let their husband have a room just for synthesizers?
Well, I don't know because
and
I'm not
Brad's
married. But
Brad's allowed over.
I'm allowed over. Anytime.
You're allowed over.
But she's not here.
Well,
does she know we're here?
Yeah.
Well,
oh yeah. She knows we're here. I think. Oh, I hope so.
I have to take your word on it, I guess.
What if I miscommunicated and she has no idea we're here?
Oh, don't miscommunicate.
No,
how are we doing on time?
We're at 23 minutes. So
23 minutes.
We have plenty of time.
How long does this show go?
As long as until we're done.
Why don't you tell us something interesting?
Yeah. Why don't you make
sure.
the show,
Brian Bates? Make it fun.
Anything particular?
No, no. Be as vague as possible. Something very interesting,
something
but make
in particular.
It so we don't have to think.
All right, well...
what'd you do today?
Went
well,
to work?
You said interesting. Now, Brian, a lot of our listeners might not know Brian. He works for News Channel 5.
Beeper. Oh, yeah.
We can talk about that later, but all right, here's something. I walked to lunch today.
Yeah,
sounds kind of gay, but
and went to this little market deli down the street, and it's run by, I don't know, they're Muslim, all right? They're dark. I don't know where it comes from.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
and it
they
was
smell Muslim.
It's like a father and son back there, and I was the only one in the market, and they were back there looking at like it looked like maps to me.
Oh no,
like they were plotting something.
Oh my gosh,
and I'm like, And they and it worked. Like, I work downtown Nashville, right across from the Capitol. This market is right below.
There's
the,
a lot of targets
the,
there.
The Capitol. Yeah. Yeah, and they were
pretty
back
much
there
planning everyone's death or a really nice vacation.
Hmm.
Possibly. I just don't know. And I didn't know what to do. Should I take that chance? I mean, I came in. They quickly folded it up. I said, I'll have the turkey and Swiss.
Yeah.
A deli? Isn't it?
Maybe they were. Maybe it was a treasure map.
Deli's kind of a Jewy thing.
What?
Ooh,
for
Muslims hate Jews. Do they right? have, am wait, I getting that right? Am I?
What kind of? Did you get a ham sandwich? Because then I've seen some holes.
Do they have bacon?
No, it didn't have bacon. But yeah, it was like no, I got like a turkey sandwich.
Oh my god! Yeah,
they
that
can
sounds
eat turkey.
Like a Muslim.
They can do turkey.
But the thing is, I didn't
you
report
do
it.
A, you should do a report on News Channel 5.
I know. I didn't tell it to anybody, but if something happens...
Oh, so we're breaking news.
I bet Nick Barris already has them on his watch list.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Here's a much better story. Strike what I just said.
Okay, good.
Did you guys see the story Nick did on Catman?
Don't watch
no,
it.
No, I didn't see Catman.
Don't watch anything.
Do you know what Catman is?
I saw a blurb on it.
Catman is a real-life superhero.
Right.
I've heard of the Viper.
Yeah, Viper. He knows Viper.
We've talked about Viper
yeah.
on the show.
Viper is down in Columbia. Right. Catman lives in McMinnville.
Okay.
And
okay.
he's 25 years old, and he walks around town with his Catman suit, and he's got a utility
Let
belt.
Let me take you down to Catman suit.
There is a Catman, by the way, in comic books. So he's ripping
kind of
someone
hat.
Off.
And, I mean, there's yeah. a whole superhero website where people can register to, you know, and he yeah. walks around McMinnville. And he just helps people out, like doing good deeds, like raking your leaves and stuff huh. like
is
that.
He, and he's calling himself a superhero?
Yeah. So we had him on our show yesterday
super?
Morning.
Super? He uses the word super?
Well, maybe we called him a superhero.
Okay. Anyway,
but
yeah.
we had him on our show yesterday, and he lives with his mom. He doesn't have a car.
Sure.
Well,
no,
why would
no
he?
No Catmobile?
So he he walked. He didn't walk all the way from McMinnville to Nashville, but it he walked from a long... It took him four hours.
That's a lot of rooftops.
He left his house at 2 a.m., and he got to Channel 5 at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Really scared our morning producer to death because he was
sweaty.
In his cat suit.
Yeah.
yeah, all sweaty.
He walked the whole way in the cat suit?
Yeah, walked the whole way in the cat suit. And we had him on our show. And I actually... You know, we take calls. I called in because I didn't think nobody would call in.
Right.
So I called in and asked... If there was like a villain that really would be hard for him to deal with, would he consider teaming up with Viper to fight the villain?
Yeah.
And he said yes. And I asked him, does he only fight crime in McMinnville or would he consider fighting crime in Nashville? Like if we heard on the fire scanners, big fire, would he break away right then? He said he would.
Is a fire really a crime?
It's people in need.
I think. I didn't ask for his bylaws.
Typically
but
you ever try to set a cat on fire? They don't.
No, that's
not.
It's a three-step process.
A rhinoceros will stomp a fire out, so Rhino Man might. Actually, there's a rhino. Spider-Man's enemy. Yeah, all right, really? Sorry. Go ahead. Finish your story.
So anyway, we had Catman on yesterday.
Swamp Thing.
We got flooded with calls. I thought no one would call, but we got flooded with calls. A lot of people are interested in Catman.
Yeah.
A couple of them sounded a little bit like Corey. I can't
well,
prove
of course.
It.
Why,
it was
why,
a right? it was a 212 area code, and he was a big fan. So.
Well, Corey would never admit being
oh,
a big
man.
Fan. He would say, no, Green Lantern draws his power from a ring. Where do you...
Was everybody busting his chops? Or were people
no, everybody like... loved him. They were like, oh, yeah. This is great. I was kind of busting his chops. Everybody else loved him, thought he was great.
You're kind of a jerk.
Yeah,
you kind of ruined this
dick.
Podcast.
And then he walked for 4 hours home, I guess.
Well, I did see a follow-up on that on the way home. He got a little spooked, so we had to get a fire truck to get him out of a tree on down in Murfreesboro.
We're like Freddy Catman.
Yeah. Right? So yeah, I stabbed him 8 times. So next time somebody tries to kill him, it's over.
Catman, all right. I'll
How many Catman jokes can we do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, here's what I thought when I first heard the Viper: that me, Brad, and Sean should start an evil. We should be the bad guys.
Yeah, I actually had a come up with a character called the Prankster, and I would be
you're the Prankster.
I would be the Prankster and. Because you can't, this is the problem, and I have, as much of a dork as I am, I have researched being a superhero. The problem is, and I think we talked about this, you never know when the crime's going to go down.
Right.
You know, if you're a cop and your job is to fight crime, you spend 99% of your time sitting around doing fucking nothing. If you happen to be up the street from a crime, then you're there. Maybe you get to do something.
Right.
But like in the comics, Batman just happens to be outside the bank when it's
no,
getting
robbed. No, there's a bat light that says
right, but there's no
cat
light. In real life, like when the Viper is out on patrol, and the whole point of patrol is to be there when something happens. And in Colombia, that's a pretty safe bet. There's always somebody getting shot in Colombia. And he got in trouble for having a mask over his face.
Right.
And I don't know, does Catman have a mask?
Nope, he can't wear it. He wears dark sunglasses, and then he has like kind of like a
cat-ish.
Pope's
robe.
It's illegal to wear a mask.
It's illegal to wear a mask. It's like when a Muslim woman covers her face up with a burqa. It's illegal because it's against Jesus. You have to cover your boobs.
I don't think he's right about that last part. Right. I think it's more.
Here's the thing. How come they can get away with it? If we wore burqas somewhere.
You can't wear burqas anymore. Even or you can't in France. I don't know. Can you wear a burqa in America anymore?
Yeah, I see it all the time.
Fully covered your face?
Over your face? But if you're wearing a burqa.
Look at where I live.
Yeah.
That stuff happens all the time.
If you wear a burqa and you walk into a bank, they're going to, hey, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're going to say, where's your husband? You're not allowed to get any money
right,
on this account.
Right, yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying is...
You digress.
I was like, I was going to be a superhero. But, yeah, you're never there. So what you end up doing is like Catman, where you just like help somebody, you know what I mean? Do shit like that. What? So I thought, this is what I thought. I was like, I could be a super villain, right?
Much easier.
And all because it would be so much easier to go fuck with Catman than it would to...
Because you can plan it then, your day.
And I can pull pranks on him and not actually break the law or do anything really mean.
Right.
But like...
Get him with a water gun.
Like or... I call Catman and say, "Hey, I'm with News Channel 7. We want to do an interview with you in Clarksville." And he walks to Clarksville, and I drive by, and I go, "You just got pranked, motherfucker!" And I drive off in my prankster costume in the prankster mobile, and that would be in his world, relatively speaking, that would be as bad as the Joker fucking with Batman.
Yeah, I mean,
I like it.
Would you even drive to McMinnville and like wreak havoc?
I would just text him.
I would
do things like
I would drive my mobile of doom down there.
Yeah, and
taunt
him
with my.
If you guys want to be in my super legion of evil,
I want to be a bad guy.
Now he works at O'Charley's.
You could be Brian. Could be Judge Mentor. He like judges you, and he
I'm
also
doing that right now.
He sort of mentors you.
We sneak into his mom's house and steal his cat box, so he has nowhere to poop. He has to poop on the streets.
We get him spayed. We could
trust me, I don't think he's gonna be reproducing anytime
soon. Oh my god,
soon.
We could like date his mom.
Yeah.
That would be the most difficult thing in his world. And like I think the Viper guy was sort of like he was a sort of a dork, but he's more of like he wants to write comic books or do something.
Yeah,
so
right.
Sort
he
of
may
like,
he sounds like he may work out too. He may
Right, right.
He may have to really
so
plan.
Anyway, I wanted to keep this secret because I don't want anyone to know my secret identity. But yeah, I think I was thinking
you're the
about,
prankster.
But the thing is about supervillains, you know their secret identities because they get caught. Like
right,
everyone
it's
knows
no secret.
Who
Lex Luthor.
Right, Lex
you know,
Luthor.
He's out there. He doesn't try and cover up. He's bald. He's just like, here I am.
Yeah. What would your character be?
Oh, I don't know. He the Devourer.
Yeah.
Where I break into people's house and just eat all their food.
Eat their snacks. Well, see, I don't want to actually break a law. I don't want to actually get in any real trouble. So that's why I was sticking with pranks.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't be the Devourer.
You could be the Insultor or something. You could just make fun of people. You're pretty good at that.
I am good at making fun of people.
Yeah.
So you're the prankster.
I'm the prankster.
You kind of make it happen. Then as you drive by, you would insult him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right after the prank.
And then I would judge him for not being at church on Wednesday night instead of walking to Clarksville.
So you're the judge mentor?
Yeah.
I think we got a hit here.
I'll be the insult.
Yeah.
Guys, can we actually do this?
Yeah.
I think we could. I mean, I already do it anyway. So
I'm doing it. And I already insult people anyway.
You're the one that probably has the hardest part.
What do I have to do?
Prank. You have to come up with a prank. You're the mastermind.
You've got his number.
Yeah.
All right. We'll update you on this later and whether or not we...
I hope
he doesn't listen to this.
No, we're safe. If I was a superhero, you know how you could... What you do is you just set up... You use Craigslist.
Right.
And like I have certain things on my phone set up. So when a certain word is put on Craigslist Nashville, I get an alert to my phone. So no one has to know who you are, but they can post something. Insultor, I need your assistance.
Oh,
and if I had the word insultor, it would come up on my phone and they could send me their location.
Yep.
And I have a droid so I can just tap that location and then my super element mobile would take me right to them.
This is the best idea I've heard since you and Jesse Perry came up with that idea for the wrestling Wii.
That was pretty good.
That was good, too.
No, we don't want to help people, though.
I want to be a bad guy.
You want to be a bad guy. Yeah. I want to be
so
a bad guy.
So if there's any good guys out there
bad guy.
Listening, they can have that Craigslist
we'll
idea.
Be... Yeah, if that... And I think also it would sort of juice these guys up to have an arch rival.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So...
on par with them.
What's our team called?
Secret Society of Evil.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that?
Not Happy Birthday, Gary?
No.
No, this
no
is...
that can't be connected to this.
Because we need a car and Gary doesn't have one.
Yeah. They'll follow the paper trail.
This is how we launder all our money through this podcast.
So you would drive by and say, "You just got pranked, motherfucker." And then you would insult him and then I would say, "Go to church."
Yeah, this is the prank. All right?
Okay.
And you guys tell me if you're in on this.
All right. I'm in.
We call up Catman.
Yeah.
Not too cruel, but make him walk a bit. All right?
Yeah, you're
like I don't want to kill the guy. It's hot out. It is 106 degrees. Yeah. We'll tell him like we want to do a follow-up interview or whatever at your thing or something like that. He walks all the way over there.
Yeah.
And then he's standing around waiting. And
you thought this through.
He's got pranked. That's it. And you got pranked by the prankster. And then you insult him. And then you
nice
tell
pause,
him how stupid he is. Yeah.
Jackass. Jackcat.
Yeah.
Now, do we have costumes?
We should have at least some sort of costume.
Something that represents our super ego.
Right. I mean, you know.
Brad should have some kind of crazy glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should have like a... I don't know, some kind of like...
A gavel.
Like a priest.
A robe. Yeah,
priest
outfit that too.
With
yeah.
a gavel, maybe.
Yeah.
I probably have some kind of Adidas shirt.
Yeah. You
yeah.
could have...
Like a red
could have
Adidas.
An Adidas shirt.
All day... All day insults doing an Unson style.
I'll tell you what, we'll just for starters, before this gets out of hand, we'll just have t-shirts that say what our name is, and then we'll put on some kind of mask, like a
headdress.
For the prank.
Can we like practice, like on your wife?
Sure.
Yeah.
She'd probably kick all three of our ass, but...
Well, maybe we should come up with a better prank than that.
She could be, she's probably the ultimate evil. We should go down there and find him in the wild and do something, like not let him know it's a prank.
Yeah.
Like, because you got to think, like a Saturday afternoon, he's probably downtown McMinnville.
What's a good prank? We could just, we could throw some firecrackers at him or something like that. Cats hate that.
We could shoot him.
Cats hate that.
We could lop his head off with an axe.
Water. Yeah.
Water. We'll dump a bucket of water on him.
Water.
Cats hate water.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's what we do.
We could dress him in a dog suit.
Here's what we do. We call him. Tell him to come to an interview.
And then we put him.
We dump a bucket of water on him, and you tell him he's stupid. And then
I'll say, "Use this water to wash away your sins, dumbass."
And then we'll hop in the car and squeal off.
I like it.
And we'll leave like a calling card, like you just got.
All three of our cards. While
Or we could have one card.
Business card.
Secret Society of Evil.
Right.
Card.
Yeah,
his billfold will be this thick looking home because all of our business cards will be in there.
What can we do to the Viper? We gotta do something Viper.
I don't have his phone number, so that'll be one problem.
Well, we can,
I guess he's listed, right?
We can get the Viper.
Yeah, we can get the Viper.
We'll come up with some better pranks than that.
Here's what we do. We may pretend we have a flat tire, but
ooh.
We really don't.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hmm.
We ask
What kind of a crime would they tackle? Because if you called him up, be like, somebody robbed my thing. Is
no, we
got
to catch them in the wild
crime?
To see if they would really help.
Oh.
This is what we do. We go
setup.
Down there.
A setup.
And like.
Oh, so we don't call him.
No, we catch him in the wild.
Yeah.
Like maybe we have like a fake fight and see if he tries to intervene.
Oh, that's a great idea. You two fight.
Yeah, me and Brian fight.
He comes
to
break it
like
up.
Punch Brian in the face like 20 times.
Yeah.
As hard as I can.
I love it. I run up and behind him and I pull his pants down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what would you say?
I stick a prankster card up his butt. Boom.
He might like that.
I think we're on to something.
I think we're on.
Yes.
38 minutes.
All
right.
We got to get into Which Is Better. You guys ready for Which Is Better?
Yeah. That's part of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Which Is Better
sure.
is a segment where we, in this day and age with Googles and things like that, I ask you, hey, here's a question. You can just look it up. But Which Is Better is all subjective. We all decide which is better on
yeah,
things
okay.
that are basically equal. And
this is the meat of the podcast.
Cool.
A lot of the times I do like Which Is Better, like, oh, what is Mr. Fantastic better than Plastic Man?
Okay.
Or something like that.
Right.
That
I've
Mark
never heard
doesn't
of
know
before.
Anything about. So this week, and especially since Sean isn't here and he doesn't know anything about this topic either.
Okay.
So
Old Testament or New Testament, right?
This is a new. Middle Testament.
Old. I go Old.
No, I thought you were going to ask me which is better, Old Testament or New Testament.
Old's got more pages and destruction.
Yeah. No, Mark forbade Jesus jokes because I did one time.
All right.
Well, I don't forbade it. I just, I'm not comfortable having an hour show where we bash
one
Jesus.
Of them,
thank you, Mark.
One of You're them welcome. Was Superman versus Jesus, and he didn't want to do that.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you, Brian.
And he's going to go to heaven.
Yep. And you and Superman will be in hell.
Yeah.
Now, if your answer was Jesus, maybe we should have let him fall through. Maybe you're going to say Jesus.
Maybe that was my argument. Is maybe Jesus would have won. Because
here's one of the questions. I don't want to ruin it.
No.
No. Go ahead.
It was like, who has better superpowers? Who came back from the dead more and better? And you know, things like that. It's just and Mark's thing is like, you know what? We'll do a joke here and there, but I don't want to do a whole thing where my mom's going to hear it.
Yeah. What if my mom cried?
I don't want your mom to cry.
Well, I appreciate that.
You guys ready for this segment? We got to get going.
Yeah.
We got like an hour.
All right, guys. Which is better, love or money?
Money.
Brian. Love.
Love, money. All right.
Brad?
Let's go. I'm going to say love.
You guys are stupid.
Because it's speculation on money. I don't know.
See, yeah. I have plenty
you've
of
both.
You've
got both. Yeah,
I'm
you've
full
got
with
that's
both.
Why. That's why we're doing
these. Let's know what I could live without.
That's why we're doing these.
You would know that. Okay.
Yeah. You would actually know.
Infinite. I milk all these synthesizers, Brian.
Yeah. They don't grow on trees.
You love money.
I've got synthesizers. I've got a synthesizer behind that synthesizer that's so small you can't even see
it. He's got a synthesizer sitting on a synthesizer. You might be a synthesizer if.
This is like the inception of synthesizers.
So it's love or money.
Love or money.
The love of money is.
Question
one.
The
root of all evil.
Which do you have more of, Mark? Which do you have more of, love or money?
I have unfathomable amounts of both. I have more love.
Unlimited. Yeah, more love. Yeah. I believe that. Brian, what do you got?
It's hard to measure, I guess. I don't have a...
You have so little of both.
Yeah.
It should be really easy.
It's like finite.
It's like counting three pennies. 1, 2, 3. You're done.
And one person smiling at you.
Yeah, that's true. my mom loves me very much.
She does.
I don't have any... I guess she's the only female that currently in my life that loves me.
Love's kind of a... You know, I don't know if we want to hammer down what love means. If that's
exactly,
love of a woman or love of Jesus or love of your mama or what.
Any kind of love.
I'm going to say
love?
Any kind
what
of
love
is love? What I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Hippie love.
Hippie love.
Do you think love's a real thing?
Of course I do.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, where does that come from? That seems like something that
well,
God gave
as real, us. It's as real as, like, money isn't a real thing. That's a just a concept.
That's a man-made thing.
And love is a concept. It's just a chemical thing. I mean, we can break it down like that.
Love is basically anything you can't live without. You love it.
Love.
Like me and hot dogs.
He loves hot dogs. Hmm. You know what love feels like.
Have you ever told a woman you loved her?
Yes.
Really?
First date?
Wasn't your
first date?
Mother? Yeah. Is this on a computer?
Yeah. No, it was in person. It was first date, and I jumped the gun, and things didn't work out so well. So let's move on.
Was it your date? Excuse me, guys. I don't mean to interrupt you, but
sir, the way you're kissing her, and she's responding.
It's getting me pretty.
I feel like I love her.
All right, can we just move on?
Yeah,
it didn't go too well. All
Sorry.
Right, now you upset me.
Which lasts longer? I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go Brian first because he's the guest.
Good call.
Brian, which lasts longer, love or money?
I would say love.
Love lasts longer than money?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess he doesn't save. How about you, Mark?
It all depends on the person. This is really, MC Hammer.
Yeah.
His money came and went.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, I mean, I'm sure he still loves those pants he used to do that dancing.
I'm not good at saving money. And
are you good at saving love?
I think I can make love last.
I still have some
although,
money.
I don't know. I've been, my average relationship, I guess, would be like 3 months.
I'm saving my love for the right woman.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Of course, by the time I do live paycheck to paycheck, I'm usually out of money by the time I get paid.
I still have money from my first job as a paperboy.
Oh my God, you really
I saved some of it. So I never spent all my money. So.
Yeah.
Do you save your love? I mean, would your wife say you're a giver of love, or do you hold back?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to ask
her.
He's
a sweet lover.
We'd have to ask her what she thinks.
I want to find a good
don't get her involved
Christian woman. I mean, that's what I'm
you should. For. That would be perfect for you because you're a Christian guy.
Yeah, like
well,
Zan.
Would you
dated Zan a while?
I did date
did
Zan.
Did you date Zan?
I did date Zan.
She reminds me of like The Legend of Billie Jean. Remember that movie?
Because she has short blonde hair.
And she seems like she could have been in that movie.
She was pretty great.
Yeah.
She moved away.
Oh, is that why you stopped dating?
oh, you know, this is.
I want to get into this.
We'll get on this.
Because she,
I won't be here again, so we're gonna have to talk about.
Yeah.
It,
you know. I'm just a horrible person. I'm just a bad person.
Can you be more specific, please?
I was.
I will never.
Do you want to hear the whole story?
Yeah. Right.
I was sort of going out with Courtney K. Myers. You know, she's a comedian.
Yeah.
We broke up.
Yes.
Started out with Zan for a couple weeks. And then Zan went on tour with her other Christian thing because she's super Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And just quit kind of calling me for like 2 weeks. I didn't hear from her at all. So I was like, oh, I guess that was just sort of what it was. And it's over. That's fine. And in the meantime.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Courtney was at work and it was 3 a.m. And she's like, oh, I got to. Can you give me a ride home or otherwise I'll have to walk to the kiddo and blah, 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 blah.
Where is this going?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I pick her up and then it went where you thought it went. And then.
Now where?
Everyone was fine. And until.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone was fine because nobody knew nothing. Right. Everything was, it was. Look, I don't know anybody.
You mean Zan was fine because she didn't know.
Zan was fine because she didn't know, but I didn't think
Zan
cared.
It didn't sound like you were in a committed relationship.
We weren't. I wasn't with Courtney either. It was just sort of one of those things and that's how it worked out. And then one night we're at that oyster bar. What's it called? There was Riley Fox having some kind of comedy show.
Yeah.
The Dungeon of
Comedy. And I remember I showed up and everybody was being friendly and we were on the front porch. And then I went inside and I got a drink and I came back out and Zan and Courtney were both looking at me angry. And I was like, oh, I know what happened. So then everyone hated me and here we are.
But what happened that night? Did they confront you?
No. No, well, no, but I think I got an email.
How could they find out that fast?
Because Courtney made a point to say something.
Oh,
because
she knew.
I believe.
Oh, wow. Let's not throw her under the bus. That's a good
I'm not throwing
her
under the
Courtney
bus. And things are shady. And Courtney,
good friend
she doesn't love me anymore either. But I loved Courtney. I had feelings for
her. Did you really love her?
Yeah, of course I did. I love Zan. I love everybody. It was
like I would marry you, love?
I don't have that in me for anybody.
Oh.
Okay. You know, I don't think
sounds like lust.
No. I mean, there's
affection.
There's physical
deep
attraction. I cared for
physical
these people. I cared for them both.
Love me?
I do. I love you.
Can you be physical?
Is it the same way though? I guess
woman?
I'm asking.
No, I don't want to have any intercourse with you.
I do. We'll do that later.
Well, that's a whole other point. But
wait, can you be physically attracted to more than one woman? I don't think you can.
I think you can't. You guys can't because you love God, but the rest of us animals can see two girls and think they're both pretty girls that I would like to.
Yeah, I don't believe that exists in me.
No, I don't think it's a sin if you look at a hot chick and it's a sin if you like look at her and then look away and then look back.
Oh, that's the sin.
So the key is just to stay focused.
When do you cut your eye out and cast it away?
Don't look away. Well,
if you look back,
pretty much daily.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
These are not real.
It was sort of one of those things that just worked out that way, and I'm sorry to bring that up.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah,
I didn't. Here should be my assumption. If you see a female on stage in Nashville, Brad has dated her or is about to date her.
I try. I think I'm a
well, you're a funny guy.
Exactly.
A female comic who likes a sense of humor is going to like Brad.
Sure. Those two,
this is the
Emily,
first podcast you've ever
Kendra
listened
Corey.
To. He hasn't said anything funny yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Typically when he's on stage.
But that's because Brian's here.
Yeah,
sort of
really brought
sucking
the show
everything
down.
Out.
I apologize.
God. If Sean was here though.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Who are all who'd you name? Kendra Corey?
The two we named, Emily, Kendra Corey, Jessica Sparks.
Yeah.
You.
Aaron Roberts.
Aaron Roberts actually did. We went out for like a year.
You guys like were a couple.
Oh, man. I should have never broke up with her.
She broke
great.
Up with her?
You remember Aaron Roberts?
Do I?
She was a comic. Yeah. She was great. She's engaged.
Really nice.
How long ago was this?
It's a while ago.
Yeah. It might have been before I was my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened
there?
She was nice. Shelly was not a comic, though.
Oh, right. She wasn't. She was sort of around. But that was the thing, is like, those are the people I meet. I don't go out. I don't drink.
You don't go to church. So you
I don't go to
nice...
church. I don't meet girls at mixers or whatever you guys do. I meet girls at comedy shows, and that's...
What about the girl that looked like Precious? Did you...
I tried. Didn't
that was
work
a dude.
Out. Didn't work out. I pretty much try with... all of them all the time.
I like that. I like that about
you. I mean, you know, I got that in me.
What about Robin Parker Christensen?
I don't know who that is.
Wait, that's somebody on my Facebook, but I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, she's a comic.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, she's hot.
Who is that?
She have a boyfriend or whatever?
She's married, but...
Oh, yeah. Then, no,
I've never seen her comedy.
I don't go for that. I don't...
Well, that's a lot.
I mean, seeing this thing, I have respect for marriage.
I appreciate that. You don't believe in marriage, but you still
I don't
want to
do it, but I don't want to ruin
weird
someone's
God
marriage.
Way of right. doing things.
Well, Brad just doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
And that so was that thing. Went up three octaves.
Kind of Peter Brady'd that a
yeah.
little bit.
I don't, you know, and that was, and I loved everybody. I never meant to hurt anybody, you know, and I did. This is what a
like
shitty
a
show.
Song.
This is so horrible.
No, I think it's
never,
great.
Let's never have Brian
this
back.
Is terrible. Worst case.
Let's move on to the next question.
All right. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you don't want to ever hurt anybody. So, if you were dating Zan,
yeah,
and Courtney came over and it's like, Brad, I'm really horny. Mm-hmm. I really want to do something.
I would not.
You would not do it.
I would not cheat on her. If we were a couple, no, I would not have sex with someone else.
What if the girl was hotter than Courtney?
Not possible.
How hot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like...
Wait, so I'm dating Courtney?
It doesn't really matter.
Zan?
I guess it doesn't really matter who you're dating. I guess
I feel like I'm telling stories about everybody now. Look, these are good girls.
Ever.
These are upstanding ladies.
No, I agree.
Very respectable.
Yeah,
and
they would never
it's nothing about
Brad.
Them. I'm just trying to learn more
right.
about you.
I'm a bad person, if that's what you're getting at.
No, it seems like you're a very good person.
I'm a bad person.
I mean, I respect that. I don't know that I would do that. I'm a Christian.
Well, that's because you're hard up. Yeah. God,
if you're getting it on the regular, it's easy to.
That is very true.
You know how hard he tried to...
Open marriage is a good thing to have.
You know how hard he tried to fuck Emily?
Was that for real?
Unyielding. Of course it was for real. Like he'd say no.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. I mean, he's being quiet.
Is that really who you want to date?
I didn't say date.
Whoa.
That leads us to our next question.
Wow.
Okay.
Love or money? Which gets you more pussy?
Money.
Gets you more pussy than
Absolutely.
Love?
Absolutely.
I think... Well... Yeah, you're right.
In my case, it's a tie, but I would say it would be love.
You're peeking a little
love
bit.
Is not about sex, Brian. See, that's where you've really messed up.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but in this Christian,
once you fall in love with somebody, the sex is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
That's not true. But,
that's not true.
But here's the thing: money gives you a lot more options.
If you had. Yeah, love can get you sex
Here's
with
the,
one
women
person.
Women are attracted to security. They're not really attracted to men.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about prostitutes buying pussy with money.
Right,
I'm talking about
I know what you're saying.
Have a lot of money.
Yeah, if a woman sees a man with a nice car and nice clothes, mm-hmm. they associate that with security.
They're hardwired. But let me ask you this. Are you asking... When you say love, obviously if it's true love, you're only going to be having sex with that woman. But are you counting like every time you have sex with her? Hmm. Like, I had sex 10 times this week. They were all with that woman.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think variety.
I think. Because if it's variety, it's definitely money.
Yeah. Okay, well then money wins. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, that's that. All right, next question. Which does Gary has less of?
Poor Gary.
Oh, Gary.
That's the first time we really talked about him as a human on the show.
Well, let's not say his full name so
no one
can ever know.
Whose turn is it to go?
You go.
I would say money because I think we all love Gary.
I love Gary.
And that's three of us, and I get he doesn't have $3.
I celebrate his birthday constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point.
Okay, I want you to equate the two. I'll start with Mark. Equate your money with your love. What the love you have for your wife,
mm-hmm.
put a dollar sign on it, $5 million. What would you... If someone said, here's your wife,
mm-hmm.
and behind this other door, you never see your wife again,
but
there's this amount of money. What would that amount have to be?
$126.
$126 cash? American?
No, anything. you know, how much can I give you?
Okay, I got you. Brian?
I've actually thought about this quite a bit. I'm glad you asked.
True love, a beautiful woman that you love.
Oh, so it has to be, okay.
Let's say...
It can't be like a family
member. Let's say you could either have... Emily be your wife who loves you, or you could have a dollar amount of money.
In that equation,
there is no dollar.
Is there a change machine in the building? But no, are you saying like if it's truly someone I love,
right.
like, but it can't be like my mom or something.
Who did you say? Did you really tell a girl you loved her?
Yeah,
once.
If I did at least once.
You just dug into my life for a second.
Let's go ahead. Sure.
How many women have you loved?
You know. There's a couple once in junior high, one in high school that I truly thought I was in love with. Looking back, I think it was more infatuation.
What, you know what? Fuck that. If you love someone,
set them free.
You love them.
Okay, well then if that's the case.
If you what color is your shirt?
It's a dark blue. It's
but
a dark
I looked blue back shirt. Upon it, and it was yellow.
We can't later on be like, you know what? I thought I was wearing a blue shirt. No, you're wearing a blue shirt. Uh-oh.
Speaking of love.
We need to pause.
Save by the bell.
Pause it.
Speaking of love, fellas, oh, that's my wife.
Ah.
Picking me up chicken tenders and a salad.
Do you want to change your dollar amount?
$150 billion.
Yeah.
Times seven.
All right, so
times
let me...
Infinity. Okay, so answer, you were saying...
Well, to answer your question, and then we can get back to my love, if you like.
Yeah.
Like, if we're old, like, if she's got, like, maybe 5 years left...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Then...
Like, yeah.
I mean, I think a reasonable dollar amount... I think not, like, 126, but right. If we're, like, in...
No, no, the old parts, that's when you start really cashing in.
Well, no.
On what?
No, no, no.
On love.
No, it's opposite. Because really? Like when you, if you've been with someone 50 years, you know they're going to die soon.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
but then you
if
don't.
If you're walking out of your wedding ceremony and on your way to the reception,
mm-hmm.
and they say, put a dollar amount on this,
because we
there's
do
nothing
put a,
that could sway you.
Really?
This happens all the time. They's like, your wife has cancer. The chance of her living, very slim. But if you give us like $500,000, we can try this. And a lot of times people say, eh, sorry.
Yeah. You know where that really comes into play? With pets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
People love their dog until it's like $5,000 to remove
right.
some whatever.
You're
it's
right,
like,
exactly.
I'm going to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you put a dollar amount on what you imagine to be true love, what would that be?
Well, if I married her right now mm-hmm. and we're together, and I hope I have like...
She's got a really nice butt, too.
Okay, yeah. Really nice butt.
Great ass.
You cannot put a price on that.
Yeah, you can't put a price on that.
I mean, we probably got... I doubt I'll ever see my 50-year wedding anniversary, even yeah. if I were to get married today.
How old are you?
I'm 38. I'd be 88.
Yeah, it's not going to
You know
happen.
What? And
I'll have my 50-year wedding anniversary in a couple months.
Jesus.
But I guess the answer, if it's right now, there is no dollar amount.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree. I'd like to say if someone was like, you could live your life, either we're going to give you $50 million or your true love. I think that was what would be what would make life. Because to me, it's like, I don't think I'm ever getting married. But if I found like Sid and Nancy, that was a fucked up, messed up relationship. And he killed her. But
Brian has no idea what you're talking about.
No.
It's
all right.
Sex Pistols.
Did you ever see Natural Born Killers?
Yeah.
Okay, those two.
Okay.
That was love. Let's say it was a mess and it wasn't conventional. Yeah. But it was like, that would be... Because my ideal love would have to be someone who didn't mind if I fucked girls and didn't really care what I did. You know what I mean? It was like sort of a loose sort of like...
Kind of like a Monty Hicks thing?
Right. Like a Monty Mitchell type thing.
Wait, no.
Whatever.
Whichever the black one
like
is.
Like a Monty Python.
Yeah, the black one.
And yeah, you know, or some weird... I don't know what it would take to be someone who I would... I don't know. But
here's the thing, though. If you... They give you the money. You got your... Let's say it's $198 million... And right. you never see the person you're in love with again.
Right.
The thing about being a human, you have the ability to love again.
Right, but that's what you're trading in is the love, not the
The love of your life
person.
Or your ability.
Oh, you can't love anymore.
You can't. You
so
can't,
you could still live with that person
you could
and
still,
just not love them.
You could still fuck people and be around people, but
you
wouldn't
have the inability
have,
to fall
the ability
you
to
couldn't
fall in love.
Have, you'd never find a love.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's
what's the dollar amount of okay. that, I guess.
Oh man, I wish we would have.
Well, you
the
both already
better.
You both already said. Well, you know, it's good.
I guess I was just saying
people interpreting it as part of the fun. I think.
Well, you're right. If somebody asked me how much dollar amount for your siblings, I would say no amount. Your mom, no amount. My grandmother, probably $200.
Really? Yeah,
because she's got pain. Like 6 months left.
Okay, I see.
It's a pain too. I mean,
I see what you're getting at.
Brown, get in here. Jesus did something. Me.
I'm sorry. I can make fun of people's grandparents because mine are dead and I never knew them. So.
Oh, man.
All right.
I have an empty
yeah,
life.
Mine are all gone.
It's a little low.
It's pretty sad.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next question. Which do churches prefer? Love or money?
Oh.
That's a good question.
This is a good question for you guys. Which do they prefer? Which do they generate
well,
more
Well, see, the thing about church is love exists and mm-hmm. you don't have to ask for it.
You can have love without an actual person being there. Because Jesus.
Right.
I
so
mean, without someone
want,
who you actually talk to or
they
something
want
like
more
that.
Money.
So they prefer getting money.
Every church I go to. I go to
I've gone to
church
and they always bring up money. They don't always bring up love.
That's
but
true.
They always bring up money. And I'm not putting this on you just because you're the churchy guy.
So we'll go with Brian.
But this is a churchy time.
I go with money.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Brian on this one. He's the expert.
I'd say love.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to go to a real church.
Next question. Bigger dick.
Money.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're probably right.
That's the question.
I don't even understand the question. Oh, okay.
Every There's time. Always a bigger dick question.
Bigger dick between love and
money. Dick.
It's usually like Superman versus Jesus.
If a church, I'm going to go back. If a church brings in a lot of money, they can spread the love to other third world countries.
That's true. That is true.
The more money you get at church, the more good you can do for the person who collects the money at the church.
More money, more problems.
Like dental work and stuff.
That's true. Ooh. Yeah. There are a lot of people sponsored by churches and organizations at the Interfaith Dental Clinic located.
Like my older and younger siblings.
Okay. Are they dentists?
Well, they got braces.
He's making a goof.
Yeah, you're doing your set again.
Yeah. I'm doing his set.
Which is more satisfying to make, love or money?
I don't know.
For me, it's like it's a lot of hard work either way, and I don't.
It's definitely love, but I remember like I was right out of college, and I had a straight commission sales job.
Yeah,
and I was broke up at that point, and I had made this huge sale, and I had like a check for $3,000.
Whoa.
For like 15 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Getting that check like at 23 years old, was pretty darn exciting.
That is a good thing.
I think it's funny how like three guys get together and they usually always tell the great sex story. I was right out of college.
Right.
Let me tell you, that chick was beautiful, baby.
No, but seriously.
15
like,
minutes.
It was awesome.
That's one thing. If you break down comedy, like what you get paid for the time you're on stage, it's ridiculous. You get so much money. Of course, there's like another 23 hours in the day where you're not getting anything.
And then the 2 days driving there.
Right. And then all that.
It ends up like 80 cents
an hour.
But yeah,
when you get money, it's like, oh, God, like I did. But yeah, I guess I'm also factoring in how unsatisfying my lovemaking ability is. Always feel like I did a bad job, and I always I'm not very good at it. No, let's be honest.
Well, when you're married for so long, you kind of know what to do.
Maybe that's why Xan and Courtney were mad.
Maybe it was. Well, I don't know because I get I'm not very good at it, and
I mean it's not very hard. You want to talk about this?
It's
off
not
air?
Very hard. That's the problem. It's so soft. There's pills now. Thank God for the pills.
You don't need the pills.
I don't know if I do. I get so nervous. You know what I mean? Like, I get so nervous about being with a girl for the first time. Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't have the first time shit anymore.
Neither does Brian.
No, I don't, unfortunately.
You're not a virgin, are you? You've had sexual intercourse, right?
Yeah, well.
Do we want to hit pause? Do you want me to rewind this? You don't have to answer that.
What? I used names and dates and shit on my stuff. I ask him. We're talking about.
I'm the special guest.
Yeah, be nice to the guest.
All right, don't say it out
Look
loud.
At him and then think about the question.
All right, you're right.
I'll just say there's a special.
Who's gonna be like, what, Brian had sex? And like judge you for it.
There was a special lady I met at Big Tony's. Just leave it at that.
Fine, don't answer the question.
I think I just did.
Oh, God, I think you just didn't, if you know what I mean.
This guy is no way he's a virgin.
No, look at him. Dude, honestly, look at the size of his dick.
I know.
And I'm not even joking. Every time you're on stage, I look at the size of your dick.
You can't help it.
Because you have a huge package bulging in your pants. And I'm sorry I made you uncomfortable, but just for the ladies out there listening.
Now I think everyone out there thinks I am a virgin. Now I want to just... Mark, I just... Can we move on?
All right, all right.
I don't feel comfortable.
Which motivated you to do comedy? Love or money?
Neither.
You didn't love doing it?
Oh, no, I love stand-up before I even did. I mean,
okay.
I fell in love with stand-up.
Think this is like a good job?
No.
Good, because it's not.
I never got into it for the job of it.
You're not saying lust or money. You're saying the love of comedy or the money.
Did you do start doing comedy because you loved to do it, or you thought, hey, man, I could make a living at this. I could really pay some bills.
No, it's because I love doing it.
Because I have known some comedians who are like,
hey, man, this is a way you could get.
And they sort of do because they remove the love out of it, and they don't have to compromise anything.
I've talked to people who were like,
we can name people.
We can name people, yeah.
There's some money to be made in this business.
And they're wrong. I don't know.
And yeah, for a few people there is.
Which have you gotten more from comedy, love or money?
Love.
Yeah, everybody loves you, Mark. Mark is so fucking funny.
Mark's very funny.
And Brian's funny. Brian was really voted most hilarious comedian by the Nashville comedian community.
Really?
On the Manger Dog forum.
Well, I embellished a little bit, but...
But you didn't. But everybody thinks you're funny.
Actually, there's like three of the funniest comics in Nashville in this room right now.
Yeah.
And all kind of different style, too.
Yeah, all very different.
We're very good.
Yeah,
I'll say love.
Then we love each other.
Yeah, we're in love.
Yeah, because we don't spend any money at this.
Yeah, we're not going to give each other dollar bills, but we love each other.
No,
it's just three of us. Let's just whip it out.
Let's do it right now. Bigger dick.
Okay, between the three of us, and I know we were joking about Brian. Who do you think's got the biggest?
Brian, I actually.
I really think you're right.
I'm sure I have the smallest dick. I'm not even trying to be. Yeah, that's not a stretch.
That's how I really feel.
Yeah. I would say Brian, Mark, Brad.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Now I hope you do have a lot of listeners.
You want to know what's weird is that I have lost some weight, as Brian commented on before we were recording. I've lost a little weight in the last year. I've lost almost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Much?
And my dick looks so much bigger.
That's great.
Because you have that little pad of fat like over your dick bone. And like, you know what I mean? Like this little, I'm pointing at it like anyone can see in the radio, but like the podcast, but like you've got this little, and it really shaved off about like an inch of the fucking, you know.
Shaved it off?
Because there was a grommet around it. There was like a little fucking buffer.
First good reason I've heard to go on a diet in a long time. I may be
because
inspired.
Your dick.
Because when girls lose weight, they often lose it first in their boobs.
Yeah.
But that's, so you say that didn't happen.
Well, I'm saying the dick's the same size it always has been.
You're losing your balls.
But there's no like fat dick chins around it or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah,
you know what I mean. Well, I don't know, you know, but it's like,
yeah,
it's like a little pad,
yeah,
like you got boobs, right?
Yeah,
man boobs. And yeah, if you lost weight and they were gone, if you had to, I don't know, you
know. No, I understand.
I know what you're talking about. Here's a weird thing. I mean, I'm a very overweight person, but here's the weird thing about me. Mm-hmm. If you just looked at a picture of me from like where my actual waist is down, you would never think
it's
I was
not
fat.
Overweight.
You would think I was an athlete.
Guys carry weight different like that.
But from my stomach up, it looked like I, you know, couldn't do a push up.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
Is it weird though when you see guys who carry their weight in their butt?
Yeah, I don't.
I have
I
no
don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Or a woman who has a gut.
Right. They carry it like because women typically on their hips. And
that's
where they keep the fat.
Yeah.
And I've seen girls with big fat asses with a relatively flat tummy.
Yeah,
that's like the thing.
Yeah, that's,
and like I love that.
Love that.
Yeah,
they
love it.
All guys,
but like
it.
Guys usually get a little gorilla belly in the front, and that's what I got going on. Like look how skinny my arms are.
Like how did
my
lose
arms
weight?
Have always
You're very
been,
skinny.
I think part of it is I got these braces.
Oh yeah,
and I like quit eating
no more Cheetos.
I quit drinking sodas.
That'll do it.
And I was drinking diet sodas. Then I quit drinking diet
sodas. Good for you.
Which I didn't realize diet sodas are just fucking bad.
They just they'll kill you.
And you know, yeah. I take walks somewhat, but I mean, it's been a very long, like this
with
is
Sean?
Months and months and months. Sometimes I take a walk with Sean.
Okay.
Sean is in great fucking shape. He's got abs. Like you can see the lines.
Yeah,
of
his
abs.
Arms are getting pretty big too.
He's getting a little ripped. I've had to start catching up a little bit with these bad boys here. Look at that. Okay. Those are pretty good. Mark is now showing us his, look at the size of his fucking muscles.
God,
those are fucking huge.
Your arm's huge.
You're not defined.
That doesn't matter.
You
fucking
should see how strong
I would define that as huge.
You should see how strong I am.
I bet you are.
You should. He's fucking, he could probably.
I want to show you guys.
Could you lift more than Trey, you think?
How much can he lift?
Like, could you lift Trey, or could you lift more than Trey could lift?
More than Trey could lift.
He's probably pretty strong.
I think, but you got a lot of muscle.
When I was in the gym, the most
I've Trey's just large. I don't think he
The most I've benched recently in the gym was about 245 pounds. But I think I could do a little bit
Jesus
more.
Jesus Christ. You kidding me?
No.
That's a joke.
It's a joke.
The most I ever did, I benched 275 pounds.
When was this? Recently?
275 was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
245 was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe 90 pounds.
I think I could. I want to bench 300. I think I can do it if I had a spotter.
I'd spot you, but I couldn't help you. Hey, if she's spotting.
Oh, you could bench more than 90.
I don't know. I mean, I don't bench things three times, though. You know, I do like.
No, I'm just talking about 245 one time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I warmed up with like 90 pounds.
Dude, I have no idea how to work out. Corey Rapon, friend of the show, he took me to work out like, because Corey did. Well, how do you feel about Corey? Corey's a huge guy. He's really big and muscly. And he took me to work out. I worked out with him one time, fucking sore for a month.
Yeah.
It fucking killed me. The things he does is. Anyway, let's finish this up, guys. Yeah. We got to breeze through here.
We're 8 minutes over.
That's okay. This is more interesting. We should remove some of the first part of the show that was boring and just have.
No, let's just do the whole thing. If somebody gets it this far, it's like a treat.
Yeah, that's true. You're getting a payoff.
Hey, guys. You're listening to a very special edition of Happy Birthday, Gary, with Brian Bates. We talked for a long, 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 long time. So we're going to make this part one. And tune in soon for part two of Happy Birthday, Gary. Love versus money.
That's you. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary.
Old S.O.B.
B.B.
You ain't going to get no presents
what?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.